I'm not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
Oh, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, August 8th, 2007, edition of The American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. I've got a really interesting guest today coming up. He's an attorney. His name is David Marlette. And this guy came up with an idea that I thought was really, really fascinating on the immigration issue. And we're going to share some thoughts on that today. But before I get into that, I want to remind everybody that if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, it's freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Again, freedom777 at safe-mail.net. Get your pen and paper. Yesterday I told you to get your pen and paper, and I forgot what I was going to give it or have you get it for, so I'm going to do that today. Go get your pen and paper. I want you to write down my email address, and that address is discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N-E-R, 12000, at yahoo.com. Again, that's discerner, D-I-S-C-E-R-N, as in Nancy, E-R, 12000, at yahoo.com. And save it, because I'd like to have you email me with feedback on some of the stuff that I give you, like the Clinton Chronicles. I hope you go in and watch that, share it with your neighbors, just like you do with Freedom to Fascism. But I want to tell you a little bit about my guest coming up, David Marlette. He's an attorney. He's a CPA. He's got business Bachelor of Arts degrees in finance, economics, accounting. He's got a law degree from the University of Texas School of Law. He's got 20-plus years of corporate consulting and capital management. He's got 16-plus years of local and state government volunteer service. He's got 16-plus years of managing state and federal political campaigns. He's worked for both the Republicans and the Democrats, though usually the Republicans. He's author of one novel, multiple screenplays, and he's got a new book titled Because America Matters, Restoring the Pledge of Allegiance. It should be really, really interesting to find out what this man has to say. As I mentioned earlier, he's come up with what I think is a brilliant idea, and I'm going to share with you some of the things that have happened to me. Well, just today, actually, I had a conversation with a captain in Sheriff Arpaio's office regarding the cop watch that I talked about the other day. So that'll be intertwined into this conversation as well, because it is on the subject of immigration. And since Dave lives in Texas, I want to get his thoughts on the immigration problem there, finding out, maybe comparing notes with there as opposed to Arizona, and see how he's progressing with his idea as to what he's come up with to see if we can, as citizens, correct this problem. So I think that you're going to find that this is going to be a very informative show, and we'll probably talk for a half an hour. Maybe open up the phone lines and get some input here, get some stories shared by you folks, or some, if you have any questions or comments for Dave. As I said, I think that we're going to find out that there are things that we can do as citizens to take the steps that are needed to take to fend off this, well, the only thing I can call it is aggression. I mean, this is an aggression against the sovereignty of our nation. These borders are open. They're coming over in droves. As I talked to Sheriff Arpaio's office today, and it's just interesting, that conversation. I'll share it with you in a bit. But I'll be back in three. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. When I get back, I will have my guest, David Marlette. So stick with me. It'll be a good show, folks. Thank you.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Back. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And as I mentioned before the break, I've got a very special guest. He's an attorney, David Marlette. He came up with what I think is a brilliant idea, folks. And I think when you hear it, you'll be impressed. I don't know how much work this guy put into this, but we're going to find out. So let's bring him up. David Marlette, are you with me, sir?
I am, sir. Thank you.
How are you today?
Well, I'm doing fine. Busy and all, and so are we all. So.
Well, you know, now you live in what part of Texas do you live, Dave?
I'm in the Dallas area.
You're in the Dallas area. So
that's
tell
right.
me, Dave, what experience do you have as far as this illegal immigration problem in that area?
Well, I think it's pretty much the same as it is in most areas of the nation. Unfortunately, we are on the cut. We're not as saturated as, you know, San Diego certainly or someplace like that, but. It's certainly very, very heavy. I live in one of the wealthier counties in the nation, one of the fastest growing, very conservative, called Rockwall County, just to the east of Dallas. And here, you couldn't elect a Democrat if you tried, just about any office. And you have people that adamantly opposed the amnesty bill, adamantly got out and were are against the hiring of in general terms. The immigration of illegal immigrants, and yet you can't find a landscaper in this area that's not that doesn't hire them. And that sort of hypocrisy, for lack of a better word, is what is can spell the death of this whole movement, regardless of how well we may, our intentions may be with regard to what we want for the, from Washington. And so it is really out of that that pro-America companies was born, the concept that we need to take this at a personal responsibility level. It's one thing to be complaining to Washington. It's another in the question of who's mowing your lawn, who's staining your fence.
Right. Well, let's step back for a minute here. So, because I've been promoting this and telling my listeners that, you know, this here comes David Marlette. He's got this wonderful, I think, is a wonderful idea. Okay. So we need to step back and let's tell him what your idea was. And
sure. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you already
said. We want to tell him, you know, when the light bulb popped in your head. And let's tell the story, Dave. So go ahead.
Well, Pro-America Companies is, first off, it's an organization that of about 400 strong now, of companies across 42 states in the United States, that of companies that have stood up and said, we will not break the federal employment laws. We will not hire illegal aliens. Even though we know in many circumstances it's going to cost us, it's going to be harder for us to compete, et cetera. We're just not going to do it. And we want customers to know we're the good guys. We're out here. If you're looking for a service of some sort, come online to proamericacompanies.com, and you can help find those companies. And you ask how this came about. I tell you, Michael, I think the world is divided amongst people who either like painting or they hate it. I'm one of those sorts that absolutely hate it. And about 8 months ago, my wife was wanting me to paint a couple rooms in our house for our kids, and I just didn't want to do it. And I started making these phone calls, asking companies, "Are all your employees legal?" And suffice it to say, I ended up painting those rooms. And
you're kidding me?
I didn't call every all 250 painters in Dallas, of course. But after 10 or so phone calls, I finally thought, this is just ridiculous because I don't really know. The truthfulness of the answer. They're wanting the job. You're calling them. They're saying they can barely, some of them can barely speak English, but they're saying, well, how many rooms do you have before I answer the question? What's the job? And you could tell that they'll tell you whatever they want to tell you in order to get the job. And I wanted a source out there where I could go, where people who had already, before I ever came to the market with my question or my need, somebody who had already stood up and said, we don't hire illegal aliens. We comply with the law. And out of that, Pro-America Companies was born after several months of being cajoled by some of my friends and colleagues that it was a good idea and we ought to get it started. And it has completely taken off. I mean, we started really at the beginning of June, and now we're well into, hundreds of members, and it's growing quite fast. The members have already started things that I hadn't thought of, like discounts to each other. That's all on the website. When you go and look up somebody's ad, you'll see that if they offer a discount. There's also people who have said, well, I'm not a business. How do I get involved? And so we've started Pro-America Supporters. You can come online, click on the bumper sticker on our homepage, and we'll send you a bumper sticker for free. And you also qualify then for the discounts that the Pro-America companies offer, things like that. Now, one thing I want to make real clear, this is completely free. We are not making any money on this. We don't charge, but we're not out here making money on this very important issue for our country. This is completely free. These companies come on, and in fact, we send them for free a door and store door and work vehicle decals, very professional, that say, only legal workers here, proud pro-America company. So That's very important for people to know.
Now, this in my mind is going to send, and not maybe so much now because it's a kind of a fledgling company. But you say the response has been strong since you've started this back in, when was it, June? You said
about 8 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago.
It was 8 weeks ago, but what?
Well, I guess now it's beginning of June. However many weeks ago that was.
Okay,
so a couple months.
Yeah, but my point is this, is that, we have watched the waffling and the song and dancing in the House and the Congress, and Bush is talking about the Sandusky bill and so forth, and, he's talked about putting troops on the border and never done it. They've never closed the border since 9/11. So it's up to us now. It's up to the people to step up to the plate and do things to take our sovereignty back and to make sure that we maintain control. And this is why I think this is such a fantastic idea, Dave, because what you're doing with this is you are literally sending out, and so are everybody that signs up with this, all of the companies that participate in this, all of the people who participate in this that will only deal with the companies who adhere to the principles of this, we are sending out a very strong message across the board to the companies that don't, to the administration per se, okay, to everybody that, look, we are sick of this, okay, and we're not going to take it anymore, and we are the people and we're the majority. Would you agree with that?
Well, I would, and I think what we're really, you know, one thing that I'm hoping it does also is it really sends this message to the individual Americans. It says, there's no more wiggle room. There's no place to hide. You can't say, well, I didn't know, or I couldn't find a company, or, you know, there's no excuses. And that's one of the reasons why we don't charge anything. We're not necessarily associated with any other groups. We don't want anybody to say, well, I would have joined, but blank. If you're out there, you're listening, and you are a company, and you refuse to hire illegal aliens, you're already a pro-America company. We just want customers to know who you are. There's no reason not to come on. Get your company out there. Let people know who you are. Take a stand. And if you are a consumer, you know, all those consumers out there listening, you have no excuse. You can't say, well, I didn't know. No, you do have a place you can go. Now, granted, they come on and they say, well, there's only seven in my state right now. I mean, well, fine. There's also a place on there where you can send us requests, and we have volunteers which will go and try to find you a company in your area for whatever mm-hmm. your request may be. And we get a lot of those. People say, well, I'm looking for a landscaper here. And as we get more organized with our volunteers, we'll be able to respond more quickly and call you back or email you back and say, okay, we found somebody. Here's somebody in your area who is a pro-America company.
Now, in your estimation or in your experience, now I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and, mm-hmm. You know, in living in an upper-middle-class neighborhood last year before I sold my house, I noticed that the service industry was a bit more prevalent to this. For example, the landscapers, okay, the painters,
right.
the movers, right. labor-intensive, if you will. Has that been your experience? I mean,
Certainly.
Yeah.
But we don't want to limit it to, you know, pro-America companies to just those guys. And we have that, too. People say, well, I'm a pro-America company by the way you define it, but we're not really in the business where we would be hiring illegal aliens anyway. And our statement is, that doesn't matter. Come on, let people know who you are. Let just take a stand. Take a stand. And let people know that that's where your ethics are and that you put this nation first in front of your profits.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, absolutely. It is the service industry. I mean, it's predominantly. I mean, we see it. We all of us see it. I'm sure you see it in Phoenix. We certainly see it here in Dallas. I mean, it's just thick with illegal aliens and just about any service that you can imagine. You know, we've all heard the story of Parkland. I'm sure Parkland Hospital, where Kennedy died here in Dallas, is a large indigent hospital. They service the indigent community and have for years, and it's a wonderful service. But they also have the second highest birth rate of, I mean, more babies are born there than any other hospital except one in the United States. And now almost 85% of the babies born there are anchor babies. And we're talking thousands every year. And the big push is if they can just get to Parkland. And they, you know, and so some of them skip San Antonio and everything else, and they just get up here to Parkland. And my point is they have big neonatal facilities, and so it's a big draw. And the Mexican consulate websites push people to Dallas. And so every city's got its own story. I mean, why people are going to theirs. Ours is, we're a big baby production facility, and so a lot of families come in and a lot of anchor babies in the Dallas area. And it's a huge drain, obviously, especially you imagine the cost of all those neonatal centers, et cetera. But anyway, I didn't mean to get off on that, but every city has its own story to tell. Every city has its own stresses, and most of them are in the service industries where they're getting their illegal work.
Right, and so, and we can extend farther than that, and we can look at the hotel industry, for crying out loud.
Oh, sure.
And so what you're saying in essence is it doesn't make any difference whether you do provide employment for them or whether you don't. Well, it does. It does if you do. But you know, what we want you to do is we want you to step forward into the light, step up to the plate, and affirm that indeed you do not have illegals that are working in your employ. right?
Well,
okay.
Absolutely. And plus,
all right, wait a minute. Let's hold that thought. Now, sure. Respond to that when I get back. We've got to take a break, 3-minute break. We'll be back in three with my special guest, Dave Marlette. Stick with us, folks. It gets better.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here with my special guest, Dave Marlette, who has, well, he's made up the website, proamericacompanies.com. Again, that's proamericacompanies.com. And we were on the subject, we were talking about in the service industry, in the hotel, motel chains, and you were going to answer a question for me, Dave. Do you remember the answer, or do you remember the question?
Well, maybe you can re-ask the question.
Actually, it wasn't really a question. I was just on the subject of the service industry and the fact that there's a lot of illegals that are employed in the motel, hotel and motel industry.
Right. Oh, I know. We were talking about companies coming and joining ProAmerica companies that were not necessarily in industries where they would ordinarily be hiring illegal aliens. And one of the oaths, there's a 6-point oath that they take online, and one of them is that they won't subcontract, nor will they, or contract with other companies, and they will, that do not also pledge. And that's one, or they will do their best not to. We couldn't survive in our economy if you completely cut off all business, unfortunately, with anyone who's not a pro-America company, of course. but that we'll do our best. And I think that's a very important, too. So even if you're not normally in the business, you're still taking a stand that who you are going to turn around and do business with, you also are going to require of them that they are following the law. It's just an ethic that we want to see spreading, not just amongst you and your employees, but also you and your family and you and the other companies you do business with.
Now, tell me, have you, in light of doing this, have you in, you know, your journeys gone into any research about, you know, certain companies that do hire illegals and ones that, you know, the listeners would want to stay away from? Or
Well, we do get a lot of responses from people telling us, okay, here's some people who are actively involved in hiring illegals. And we just think it's beyond our scope. We're not, if we were to try to list them, it would be too broad of a scope, unfortunately. We do list the major national companies which sponsor La Raza. That's the only listing that we do online of the bad guys. Unfortunately, if you go on and see that list, it's for many of your listeners may not realize it's you can't walk out your front door and just about avoid doing business with them. They're pervasive, and the large corporations in the United States. You know, so there are plenty of companies out there, unfortunately, which are so actively involved that they not only hire illegal aliens, they sponsor companies which are working against the United States. There's a lot of companies out there that I'll say are national companies, for example, U-Haul and Costco and Dairy Queen, and these are listed on our website, which are just about anywhere you go in the United States, you're going to run into, which, you know, Dunkin' Donuts, and that have already put out, have a very strong national ethic that they have, you know, long before we came along, they were already saying, this is something that's important to us, we are not going to hire illegal aliens, we're going to follow the law.
What about Walmart?
Well, you know, avoid it at all costs. I mean,
I was going to say, and what about Walmart and my experience with Walmart this morning?
Okay.
It's kind of not directly related to this, but I was curious as to whether Walmart participated. I don't know whether they hire illegal aliens or not. I know, you know, my listeners all know I don't have a TV set. I threw it out a long time ago because I got tired of watching the propaganda and the right-wing spin and so forth. But I was in a position where I have a guest coming up tomorrow that I'm supposed to do my homework and watch his movie before I bring him up. So I trekked down to Walmart to find a TV, little TV that's got a little VCR in it, right?
Right.
And, I bought the TV, and, you know, they've got cameras posted all over the store, so everybody can see you.
Right.
And you walk up to the cashier, and the cashier sees you check out.
Right.
And so you walk out, and I have this little nick that sticks in my craw when I walk out and some, you know, retired guy or woman comes up to me and says, can I receive your receipt?
Right.
Because once you pass that cashier, it's yours, and they all know it's yours because they can all see you.
Right.
So I have to stop what I'm doing, drop this big TV, and produce a receipt.
Right.
And so I made it well known to this guy that I wasn't real happy with that. And then he has to go back with, well, you know, it's not me, and I have to keep my job and so forth. And I said, well, you know, and then he says he has no communication with his employer, which is a total farce.
Right.
But at any rate, that's not quite on point. But that's why I was curious about Walmart.
Is one that is actively supporting La Raza. They're one of their bigger contributors. They are not friendly on our side to this issue. We aren't in the business of publicly saying this company does definitely hire illegal aliens. There's a difference between hiring on purpose and there's a thin difference between hiring on purpose and just sort of negligently not caring. And yet they say, oh no, we don't hire. Yes, I mean, they're actively involved in the process. And so I don't have much regard for them. Now, you know, unfortunately, there's so many other companies out there that it's hard to do. You know, Lowe's and Home Depot both are actively involved in supporting La Raza and supporting the, you know, against our cause. So, you know, it's hard to go out and do business. And we've been working with, for example, going back
Let me stop you, Dave. Hold the thought. Okay, let me stop you. We've got to take a break, and then we'll be back for a long segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dave Marlette, on the immigration issue. We'll be back in three. He's got a new website. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my special guest, Dave Marlette, who has Pro America Companies, a website you can go into at www.proamericacompanies.com. We're talking about immigration and what we can do in the public to, stand up and fight this. We were on the subject of Home Depot and La Raza and so forth. I think there, you were on a subject, we were going to finish out something you were saying, Dave. Am I right?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying that a lot of these companies out there, I mean, you were asking about the guys who, which major companies are not supporting America and are not supporting the correct cause on this and are trying to encourage it in the other way. And there are, unfortunately, a large number. And it's pervasive. It's throughout the United States. I mean, I was up in the Morristown rally speaking recently, Morristown, New Jersey, and someone came up to me and said that they're at their local Lowe's, and maybe this is the case in Phoenix, when they page somebody over the intercom, it's in Spanish. In New Jersey, they do it in English and Spanish when they page one of their own employees. And they have such a they're talking about how annoying that was. And we've, and I was surprised. stories. We hear stories all the time through ProAmericaCompanies.com. A lady wrote an email from Louisville, right here near in Texas, right here north of Dallas, right here near me, where she recently moved here and moved into a very middle-class neighborhood. Generally Caucasian, but I mean all mixed, but just all Americans and all American neighborhood. And when she went to her first PTA meeting for her child in fifth grade, she was given headphones for it to be interpreted into English at a public school here outside of Dallas. So, I mean, this is obviously pervasive across the nation, and it's just a matter of us. I mean, it is so important that we take personal responsibility. It's an economic issue. This is not about, these people are not wanting to be Americans. We all know that. They're coming here for jobs, and if they didn't have jobs, they wouldn't be here. And so we must take responsibility as American citizens and say, you know what, we created this problem. We laid out this giant buffet and said, come on in. And It is up to us, the individuals, our generation, to wrap up the buffet table and say no more. And that starts with personal responsibility at home and who we hire and where we do business.
Well, now, in my journey of research through this, you know, this movement, if you will, of these immigrants coming across the border, and by the way, I want to mention real quick, and I'm sure that every one of us has experienced this, where you go to a drive-up window at Whataburger or Wendy's or whatever, and the person that is taking your order, you can't even understand. Because they speak such broken English. So how the establishment would, you know, have the audacity to put those people in to begin with, I don't understand. But then I also ran across something, Dave. And it seems to me, and I'm relatively certain that I ran across this in, just in the last week or two, that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both, there was a vote in what they were going to make the official language of America, and I think it had something to do with the North American Union, and they voted against American, or, you know, English.
Against making it, yeah. Well, they both, I mean, Obama directly joined LaRaza, one of the Clinton's senior campaign managers is an ex-president of LaRaza. And, you know, clearly they're going after those votes. That's the one thing I would say in correcting myself is that it's not entirely a job issue. I mean, on the other side, it's about, who's pushing for this. It's not just the major corporations wanting that cheap labor. It is obviously also a vote thing. And those people, you know, just, you know, they're selling out America, and we all know that. So,
well, it ties right in with what they're doing of implementing the North American Union, and I'm sure you're aware of that situation.
Sure. I mean, it is. They don't care. It's they've lost faith in this nation, and they've lost the vision. And my personal feelings is they can be deported along with the rest of them, in my opinion.
Well, you know, according with our great leaders, you know, well, it's too difficult to deport them. There's supposedly 12 million of them. Well, I think the figure's closer to 30 or 40 million of them. But right. The other thing that comes into play is that these groups, La Conquista, Meche, La Raza, you know, They have this thing called Aztlan, where they're actually, they're saying that this territory really belongs to them under the Treaty of Hidalgo. Right. Well, hey, you know what? I mean, we didn't take this away from them. We bought this territory from Mexico in 1836, I believe.
Well, after that, after the Texas Revolution, the president came in and Polk, I think, at the time. But yeah, I mean, the question is that was resolved between nations, and if the nation of Mexico wants to have the temerity and thinks it has the cojones to challenge us as to territory, well, knock yourselves out. And you'll see what kind of response you get. But, I mean, that's an issue between nations. And these, every group, both sides of this have their wackos. And I say that, and I don't want to offend anybody on our side, but, you know, that's human nature. And I think those guys are whack. On the other side, they're the extremist. They're always going to be there. And I think we make a mistake if we assume that they're somehow mainstream, just as we don't want them to assume that the extreme racist and the white supremacists, which try to glom on to our side, are somehow our mainstream, which they are not, and they're not welcome. Yes, there are some extremists on the other side which have some just extraordinary points of view. I think there's so much danger right down the mainstream when you have drugs, you have drug cartels, you have these issues that are coming in, they're trying to sell drugs in our streets, you have the MS-13, you have these gangs, you have these serious, serious issues going on, and, of course, just the drain on our economy, that we don't have to look past their mainstream out to these fringe groups to see this tremendous danger to the national sovereignty of this country.
Well, I'm not certain, you know, in your area, but I know here, I mean, I can personally tell you of a number of experiences that I've had involving what I would assume, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would assume that they were probably illegals because of the actions that they took. And two specific events that I ran into, along with one that my daughter ran into driving my car here, it was about 2 years ago, I believe, where she was literally sideswiped by a couple of, they were Mexicans, and she called the police. Police came out, took a report, and literally basically told my daughter there was really nothing they could do about it. Now, I don't know how they arrived at that conclusion, but, it was a hit and run. They just sideswiped the car going, right, passing the car. Another instance that I had, Dave, and I know this is a little off topic from the, from the jobs, but it ties in because we've got a real problem here. And I know you guys have a problem in Texas. Some places are worse than others. I had an occasion of driving home one night where there was a vehicle that was in front of me going very slow, and it was an SUV, and all of there was not a place on that vehicle that wasn't dented, bashed, or scratched. I mean, if it would have hit somebody, it wouldn't have made any difference. And the vehicle was in the right lane doing about 20, 25 miles an hour in a 45 zone. And I decided to pass the vehicle. Well, when I passed the vehicle, I looked to my right, and yes, it was a Mexican gentleman driving the SUV. Well, by passing him, it obviously honked him off. And this man literally chased me for 5 miles trying to sideswipe me. And he had no license plate on his vehicle. Okay, none. Had no identification on it whatsoever. That's the second case. Another case was a similar thing where a guy tried to sideswipe me on the freeway, a Mexican side. And another thing that I see that is becoming a lot more prevalent here in Arizona is that in the last 2 to 3 years, I would say, I started noticing more Mexican license plates on vehicles. I started noticing them every once in a while, but now as time has gone on, I'm noticing that I almost can't drive back and forth the store without seeing one or two of them. It is really starting to create a problem. And these jobs, these companies that are hiring these people, especially in the service industries, that are hiring these people, they are part of the problem. You're either part of the solution or you're part of the problem.
Right.
So it ties right back in with the idea that you've come up with. I think is fantastic. And I think that, you know, the merchants as well as the consumer, mm-hmm, to get on the bandwagon, you know, step up to the plate and say, look, we're pro-America. Now, again, and I don't mean to go off on a rant here, but, I think it was John McCain that said a couple of years ago when they were talking about this immigration thing, well, they're just here to do the jobs that the Americans won't do.
Oh, well,
it's ridiculous.
Right. My response to that is always, up in Nebraska and Montana, where they have very few illegal aliens right now, relatively, their grass is all 4 feet tall, and they haven't built a new building in 10 years, and the drywall's all falling off the studs because they just don't know what to do without illegal aliens. I mean, you know, these Americans are so stupid they can't do these jobs. I mean, it's offensive, that kind of comment like that.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you remember last year, I think it was last year, where the Mexican people, because of this immigration issue and they wanted the amnesty bill and so forth, they all decided to get together one day and not work? Remember that? They all stayed home from work that day, okay?
Right.
And I remember that Ken, I got some feedback. I remember that day because it was one of the most pleasant days that I can recall in the last few years because the traffic was about, I'd say, probably two-thirds maybe of what it ordinarily was. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I mean, it's real important to me and to the listeners and to our companies and the pro-America companies that, you know, we are, part of our oath is we're very much in favor of hiring immigrants. We don't care if they're Hispanic, and we have absolutely no qualms about whatever nation or country of origin or race anyone is.
Mm-hmm.
It's purely about following the law. And it is, and the law is blind to that and to those things. And that, to me, when people say, "Well, we have to have them," I mean, to me, they're the abusers. I mean, they're going out, and it's kind of like the statement of saying, you know, "Oh, I've got to have my slaves to get the cotton out of the field." I mean, guess what? Americans figured out a way, and new technology came along, and we were able to. You know, we're not so lame and so stupid as a group of people that we can't figure out how to get our crops out of the field unless we break the law. I mean, we can do that. Necessity is a great inventor, as the saying goes, whatever that saying is, I've forgotten it. And it's the mother of invention. And these things will solve themselves. I mean, I don't even pause, and I don't think most Americans who understand this pause for a moment on this whole, "Well, it's jobs, you know, Americans won't do, or we just have to have them." How about the millions of people standing in line to get into this country legally? You want to talk about somebody who's being abused and mistreated. These people want to be American citizens.
Excuse me. I have a wife that has been here now for 3.5 years. She's Scottish, okay? And we have gone through things the right way.
Right.
We have... she has paid all of the fees. She has jumped through all of the hoops, if you will. And by the way, July 31st, they just across the board jacked up all the fees for the green card, for the application, for the whole thing. Okay. Now, she has parents that are Scottish that have been here for many, many years, and they went on a missionary trip to Africa I think 1.5-2 years ago, and they came back, and they overstayed. So they were at immigration yesterday. Immigration told them they had to pay new fees, which, by the way, were jacked up, okay? But my point is that going about it the legal way is probably, and I really hate to say this, is more difficult than it is for these people to crawl across the border. And maybe that's part of the reason that they're coming and doing this, because we have been going through this with immigration for the past 3 years. And every time we turn around, there's fees, there's appointments. You haven't got this document, they haven't got that document. The work permit expires, you have to pay another fee to get another one. And it's a cash cow, Dave. The immigration process in itself, I agree. And by the way, I want to make this clear. I agree. I have no problem with black, white, Mexican, you know, Hispanic. It doesn't make any difference as long as they do it the right way. And I do know that there are problems with immigration as far as going through the hoops. We are going through them personally, okay, with my wife, with my wife's parents, with her daughter. But it doesn't disregard the fact that you need to do it the right way, okay? And that being said, so I understand exactly what the immigration process is. But for them to come over the border and then to have Bank of America, for all people, say, "Well, you know, you can open up a bank account and you don't need a Social Security number to do it." That's what they're doing now.
Right.
You know?
Right.
These people can come over the border without a Social Security number. They get treated carte blanche by businesses in town. Okay, so it makes you scratch your head in wonderment of whose side the administration is on.
Well,
are you with me?
Yeah, I'm
here. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And people say, well, they. I mean, those are the people that are wanting to be citizens, and it's not only just the difficulty of getting in here. It's the inequities and the extraordinary inequity that we then, the signal we then send. It's like one of our members was talking to me about one of his employees, Hispanic gentleman who'd been here for years, had come in the correct way, became a United States citizen, had a family here, great worker, you know, a very loyal employee for him, and we were talking about him, and one of his sons got very ill in the last year or so, and went to Children's Medical Center here in Dallas, and he comes back. He didn't have insurance. He couldn't. This employer I'm talking to couldn't afford to pay for, you know, health insurance for his employees. And so this gentleman gets a bill for $25,000 for the treatment to his son.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he goes back into his Hispanic community, and they're all saying, you know, how ridiculous! Had you only never become a U.S. citizen, you would not have gotten a bill at all.
Mm, that's right.
And
they have. Go ahead.
What in the world? You know, not only do we cheapen with this whole illegal immigration issue, well, not only do we cheapen the once, you know, high, and I think still should be highly honored term in this world called American citizen, we cheapen it, but we also make it something you should avoid. actually, because of how this immigration issue mixes in with other inequities in our society. And, you know, the way that we treat these people. It's not, and you're talking about sideswiping and how the police say that they couldn't really do anything. Well, I mean, there's a great incentive out there, I mean, for them not to become citizens for various reasons, including that. I mean, they're pulled over for DWI, no habla inglés, you know, the police is too much of a work, they let them go. If you're a citizen, you're going to end up in prison,
right,
or in jail.
That's another story I'll share with you. I want to go into a little bit more on this insurance issue because there's a personal experience that I have, or that my stepdaughter had with that very thing, and she's not a citizen. She had $30,000-some-odd. She fell off a quad four or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They paid for it all. There's a program that they have, and I believe it's every state, that if you're not a citizen and you get in an accident or you have a problem, they'll fix it, and it's the taxpayers' money that pays for it. Now, listen, I'll tell you what, we got a break coming up shortly, and I'm going to open up the phone lines when we get back with a break, Dave. I've already got George in Florida on the line. George, you want to take some calls?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure, I love it.
All right, okay, we're going to take a break. George in Florida, hold on. I'll pull you up right after the break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dave Marlette. See you in three.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness. I found this company online, and they...
America Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, and this short segment coming up to the top of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's take a call. Dave, you want to go to George in Florida? George, you're on with Dave and Michael. Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Herzog. Yes, sir.
Yes, I would like to comment. I know, like, a bunch of landlords that own apartment complexes, and, you know, the thing is about these, one of the sad things about the illegal immigrants is when they come in, they drive down the wages.
Right.
And number two, these landlords, when they pack in, like, about 20 illegal aliens into a one-bedroom house, the judge can't throw them out. But yet, if my family did it, we packed 20 Caucasians into a one-bedroom house, we would get thrown out for violating the code enforcement. And I talked to county marshal who evicts people. They say the evictions are skyrocketing because the rents are going up, but yet these illegal aliens suppressing the wages are not keeping up with the cost of living.
Right. Well, it's certainly a municipal issue, and that's a willingness on the local municipal codes. I mean, there's various ways they can get after that. I mean, they can get after it through a health code. They can get after it through other regulations with regard to what they call stacking, even homes or apartments. You know, to me, that's a political will at the local level issue more than just by anything else, because there's certainly many places across this nation that are doing it and are able to enforce those rules and are able to prevent it.
Mm. Well, yeah, I think they may be looking the other way, though. My son came back here and was going to take a job with an apartment complex, and he found out that there is a second set of rules for immigrants when they come in here. They are allowed in some properties to have more than two people to one room, which I thought was rather interesting. Go ahead.
It's just American greed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, go ahead, George. Do you have something else?
Yes. I came back from El Paso. My wife was born and raised in El Paso, and the license plates I seen come across were from Chihuahua.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, same thing in the Walmart. You hear, like, clean up on aisle 5, and they'll say it in Spanish.
Yeah.
And this is an offense to me.
You're not alone, sir.
How about you, Dave? And you know the thing is?
No, you're not alone. And it's you know, we have to remember, you know, this is our nation. We own it. And we don't owe anybody else an apology because we want to live in this nation under certain sort of social standards and under certain sort of culture. One of the things that just makes me sick and is this American apologetic sort of idea of, oh my goodness, if we say we only want English, somehow we may be being anti somebody else. Well, tough luck. This is our nation. That doesn't mean we dislike anybody else. It doesn't mean anything other than it's our nation, and we've got to stop apologizing and hemming and hawing about what we want as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing I would like to make a note of I have nothing to feel to apologize for anybody. I want English only. But you know the thing is, I hope it's like we get, like I say, Ron Paul being president. I just hope like there be a will that some of these companies that support La Raza and that these major multinational corporations, that some way, if we can get the right kind of leadership in, that we can start revoking their charters and dissolving these corporations.
Well, there is a movement towards, in Oklahoma, for example, after they passed their sweeping, you know, their legislation recently, and other states are too, starting to look at RICO statutes, because it is a form of organized crime. I mean, they are conspiring to break federal and state felony laws. And so I think that's the most interesting front in that area. Nothing will get these execs' attention faster than if we can start finding new ways to bring RICO charges against them for these things.
Okay, I got to let you go, George. Coming up at the top of the hour. I'm going to take Deborah in Texas when we get back. Stick with us. We'll be back in 2. Michael Huzo, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Dave Marlette, proamericacompanies.com. Stick with us. A message for